Stephen now describes how each of us can become a transition person in our own life and in our family by breaking with ineffective patterns of the past and replacing them with principles of effectiveness.
We can apply this to single individuals and families. We know individuals that have come out of deep abuse and have transcended it and stopped transferring that kind of tendency to the next generation. We have examples all around us of families and individuals that transcended their circumstances. I love the statement from George Bernard Shaw, "People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are." I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they don't find them, make them. You see, you can become a transition person in your own marriage, your own family. How many of you see tendencies in yourself you're not happy with? How many see some of those tendencies going into your kids? How many even have grandkids and you see some of them going into that generation? How many see some of those tendencies in your parents, in your grandparents? Now look, I just went through 5 generations. Do you know what a transition person is? It means you stop the transmission of those negative or unhealthy tendencies with you. You stop them. They don't go into your kids. They don't go into your grandkids. It means that you have the freedom to rise above negative scripting, negative tendencies that have been passed down to you from earlier generations. And if they're deep in you, you're going to have to practice more proactive muscles until you become free of these tendencies. Then they don't go into your kids. It won't affect them.